Hare Krishna. Those who put themselves in a storm's way are swept away. Suppose we are going on a journey along a particular road, and then the weather forecast comes that along this road ahead there is a storm. It's going to be a fierce hurricane, and all travelers are advised not to travel in that direction. But somebody foolhardily keeps traveling in that direction, and then they get caught in the storm. And sometimes a huge, a big car can also become like a leaf which is just blown away by the fierce storm. So they invited trouble by going in the storms away. They were swept away. The Bhagavad Gita uses the metaphor of a storm in 2.67. Indriyanam hi charatam yanmano anavidhiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayurnavamivambhasi. It says, Indriyanam hi charatam, that the senses are always wandering. Yanmano anuvidhiyate. When the mind focuses on one of them, then what happens? Tadasya harati pragyam. And the intelligence is swept away. How is that? Vayur navamivambhasi. Just as the wind sweeps away a boat on a water body. Now, actually, a boat is meant to flow on water. But when it gets caught in a storm, the boat is helplessly swept away. So usually when we talk about storms which come on the road while somebody is traveling, or storms which come for a boat, the storms come by nature's own accord. But in this case, Krishna is telling this is a storm which comes by our accord. How is that? He is saying that when the mind focuses on the sense objects, that is when the gust, the storm, the stormy wind is generated. So we cannot move around in this world with closed eyes, nor can we remove the sense objects from the world. They are going to be there. But we know from our own past experience which particular sense objects we are vulnerable to. What are our weaknesses? And if we, after knowing this also, still focus on those things, still let our mind dwell on those things, then it is not just the contact of the sense object that causes the storm, the stormy desire to sweep across our consciousness and sweep away our intelligence. That happens when we dwell on it. So the senses are always going to look for sense objects. They are in yanam hi charatam, charatam. They are wandering here and there. But when some sense object is seen, if we are alert, we won't dwell on it. But when we contemplate on it, as we contemplate, the desire becomes stronger. I want it, and I want it now, and I don't care what it takes to get it. And we may not care what it takes to get it, but when it gets it, it won't care what happens to us. It will make us do terrible things. And then we'll regret, why did I do that? So actually, we did that. No, a person going in a car doesn't want to go off the road into a ditch. When they came the storm way, they were forced that way. But they were forced after they went into the storm. Like that, you know, once we get caught in the throes of stormy desires, we may well be helpless. But before that, we have our free will. So knowing our own weaknesses in advance, we can prepare. We can know that, okay, in these areas, in these situations, in these circumstances, I tend to be vulnerable. So we prepare in advance. So just as the government or weather forecast agencies may give a weather forecast. Okay, this is a storm, don't go there. Like that, by introspection, by studying from scripture and by looking within, we understand which are the situations where stormy desires come into us. And once we know that from our intelligence and our experience, then we are especially cautious about not entering those situations. Not entering those situations means not letting our mind unrestrictedly dwell on sense objects, even if we have to go into that situation. And that way, if we are careful not to go in the storm's way, then whereas now we have been swept, now we may be being swept away, but we are not helpless. By helping ourselves when we can, before entering to the storm, we'll be able to become stronger, purer, and then we will not be swept away by the storm. Thus, by our intelligence, by our vigilance, we can protect ourselves. Thank you. Hare Krishna.